you know, you see a little bit of everything over the years, and there are strange things that happen in the NFL, no question about that. But I don't know that I've ever been involved with a player or a broadcaster, a game that had that sort of ending. The ebb and flow of the game was one thing. I mean, the Chiefs are out 14-0, the Broncos battle back, and then the Chiefs go ahead, and the Broncos tie, and then the Chiefs go ahead. It looks like, really, the Kansas City's going to get out of there with the win, because Denver's offense, prior to their game tying drive, nine snaps in the fourth quarter, they had no total yards, no yards at all. Then they line up, and in less than 2.5 minutes, they go 80 yards in nine plays and tie up the game. So I thought at that point, there was about a 99% chance you were going to see overtime, and then why Kansas City chose to hand off the ball, I guess, only Andy Reid can answer that question. But it was just a phenomenally weird ending to a really entertaining game.
Jamal Charles, and he runs head first. And the ball is knocked free, and the ball is picked up. Penalty flag thrown. Bradley Roby picks up the fumble and scores. Are you kidding me? What has just happened? 22 yards on the fumble recovery for a touchdown by Bradley Roby. It was Darian Stewart who got the shot on Jamal Charles.
You know, I was amazed they actually ran the ball, but the good thing about the Broncos defense, I mean, they didn't just come up and sort of half-heartedly try to get Jamal Charles on the ground. I mean, Darian Stewart came up and really gave him a shot. And then Brandon Marshall, just with a heads-up play, trying to look for a way to punch out that football. And that was the second fumble that Charles had had in the game. So once you put the ball on the ground, you tend to draw a lot of company when you have the ball. Again, Andy Reid's been a terrific coach in this league a long time, but if you're going to go for it there, you might as well throw it. If you're going to run it, why don't you take a knee? But the Denver defense was, I thought, terrific for most of the night. And certainly the first 2 weeks, the defense has carried this team. I mean, the chances of in the last 22 seconds of the ball popping out, the Broncos recovering the fumble and returning it for a touchdown have to be so minuscule that, I mean, you couldn't even list the odds of that happening in Vegas. It's got to be 99.9% chance. So then when you see the ball bouncing on the turf and then Bradley Roby picks it up and did a great job avoiding the tackle of Alex Smith, it just seems, you know, like the appropriate thing. I'm thinking, are you kidding me? Seriously? First of all, you run the ball late in the game. You fumble the ball. It bounces to Roby, and he picks it up and runs for a touchdown. I mean, if you put that in the movie, nobody would buy it because they would say it's way too hokey. Those things never happen, but they did in the game in Kansas City.